producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, my God. Oh, this ICD-10 stuff really blows. And you know what? I didn't complain about it or talk about it much on my show because I didn't think you all cared. Yeah, so what? The doctors have to deal with another few thousand codes. Boo hoo. Hey, you know, you guys weren't going to give me any sympathy. You guys didn't care, you know. But I started the whole process. Okay, thank God for my husband and for my staff, all right, at the office running around like chickens without a head. And thank God with the ICD-10 code structure, there's probably a code out there for running around like a chicken without a head. I did not realize that this would cost me money. Now, I don't like a lot of bureaucratic stuff. I don't like a lot of extra steps, but I don't mind it. You learn a couple extra steps, it happens. When I put my makeup on in my 20s, probably a 2-step process. Now it's a 10,000-step process. Not a big deal. I'm used to adding steps. I got that. I don't like to spend extra money. And it sounds like the amount of money that we have been spending to implement this ICD-10 bunch of bullcrap is going to easily float into the thousands upon thousands of dollars. You know, they say the average medical practice, small medical practice, could easily spend anywhere from $60,000 to $230,000 for this whole upgrade changeover. A larger medical office, $8 million. Are you kidding me? Where the hell are we supposed to get that kind of money? Obamacare's not paying us anymore. And some of you guys are like, I don't get it. Really, it takes you that much money to learn a code? It's not the learning of the code. Many of our computer equipment and computer software is that you had to buy outright. Okay, this was before monthly subscriptions. You had to buy billing systems outright. Now you need to, that's thousands of dollars lost because now you need to upgrade to a new system. Now you got to pay for training. Now you got to hire extra staff. Why? Well, because of these codes. Maybe you guys will think it's worth it. Here's some of these codes. Some of the codes that we have to put up with. This is ridiculous, okay? There's 68,000 of them now. All right, one is, and many of you guys have already heard, that there's a code for being sucked into a jet engine. But get this. V97.33XD is being sucked in a jet engine subsequent encounter. Okay? So what that means is a person who gets that code, I don't know who the hell came up with this ICD-10 thing. They said, look, you might have a guy that survives getting sucked into a jet engine. And he may have the high probability of getting sucked in a second time. And not only getting sucked in a second time, but living long enough to see a doctor to get that code on his billing. Okay? Is this practical? This is what I'm spending thousands of dollars to upgrade for? Accidental striking against or bumped into by another person, but the sequela of which. That code is W51.XXXA. I bump into people all the time. I bang into people at Walmart all the time. So you're telling me I'm W51XXXA now? And they could sue me for that because there's an ICD-9 code? A pedestrian on foot injured in collision with a roller skater, but not the first encounter, subsequent encounter. So I don't know how many times you guys are walking around banging into roller skaters, and I haven't really seen any roller skaters since the 1970s, to be honest. So I don't know what the hell is going on. Maybe, I guess, Central Park, you have a lot of that. But healthcaredive.com has a lot more of these. Let me just go through a few more, because this is really ticking me off. There's a code, Y93.D. Now, does that have to do with cancer? Does it have to do with autism, hearing loss? No. It has to involve a medical condition that arose from activities involving arts and crafts. So if your child was coloring with a crayon and the crayon fell and he had to pick up the crayon, and as he went up from picking up the crayon, he hit his head, even though there may be a code for hitting your head on a desk posterior, I don't know, you probably have to add by law this activities involving arts and crafts. There's a code for dependence on enabling machines and devices not elsewhere classified. So does this mean if you guys are addicted to your iPhone, you're going to get this code? You guys are like, you're not, you know, trust me. If your doctor has to spend $8 million at that medical office, he's going to use the gosh darn code. And if you're sitting there tweeting when this is happening, this is one of my favorite ones. Problems in relationship with in-laws. There's a code, Z63.1. All right? Apparently, there's more of a reason to have a code for people having a relationship problem with their in-laws. But my guess is they dissect it more than just a problem. That's too general. Okay? Is your in-law saying, you know, don't marry my baby? Is your in-law wanting you to, I don't know, move to their side of the country? There's probably a code for that. There's walking into a lamppost, a burn due to your water skis going on fire, but then subsequent encounter. That's Y93.D V91.07XD. Have I made my point? Oh, for those of you struck by a macaw, okay, there's a W61.12XA, but that's the initial encounter. But this tops it. This takes the cake. Bizarre personal appearance. If you have a bizarre personal appearance, like let's say my uniboob bra is a little bit lopsided, or I forget to put one of the boobs in the bra, and I'm lopsided, my doctor could diagnose me with R46.1 bizarre personal appearance. So, I mean, this is what you guys wanted. You guys wanted this. Yeah, it's your fault. By the way, I think China and Canada are ready for ICD-11. People have been using this for 10 years, 15 years, almost 20 years. You kidding me? ICD-11? Uh-uh, no way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to John, who is working the dials. I think we got Judy on the line. Judy, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mom,
and
what's going on?
I am here to tell you, first of all, I cannot believe how big your son has gotten. I saw him, the picture of you two on Facebook, and I said, OMG, he's towering over you.
I know, it's the breastfeeding, I tell you. I mean, everybody says to stop when they're 4 or 5.
As far as the ICD-10 goes, it is just another damn big scam. The entire industries that have sprung up over teaching and coding and blah, 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 it's just another way to get the nurse and the doctor away from the patient and put things in the hands of people who didn't finish high school.
I was canceling patience yesterday. I was saying no more patience because I had to sit there and deal with the computer. How the hell is that making me a better doctor or helping a patient get better care? It's ridiculous.
It's not. You don't see patients. You know, I've been a nurse. We've talked before. I've been a nurse for a lot of years. I went to see a patient, a friend's family member in the hospital. She couldn't understand why nobody had come in and helped her get up and get a bath. She's 93 years old, and she does need a little help because she was sick. The nurses were sitting at the computers in front of her room but wouldn't answer the light on the over the door.
Right.
I am appalled. I am absolutely ashamed and appalled because good nurses are being screwed over by people who can tap keys on a computer.
I hear you. I know. I hear you.
And
Judy,
patients are not getting taken care of.
I hear you. Judy, thank you again so much for your input. I really, really appreciate it. You drive safe out there, okay?
I sure will. Have a good one.
You too. Boy, it sounds like she's driving through a hurricane, man. I mean, I know she must be in Vegas because she listens to my show a lot, and we're usually live in Las Vegas at this time. But, boy, that sounds like, what hurricane? Is it Hurricane Joaquin? Which hurricane is coming our way? Yeah, Joaquin. I hope she wasn't driving around Hurricane Joaquin. That sounded pretty bad. And it's a shame. And you know, I know many of you guys, you know, want my football predictions because you're on your way to the sports book. So don't worry, I'll get to that. But just you know, one final thing I want to say on this ICD-9 or ICD-10 thing or whatever is actually, there's two things. You know what? I got a lot to say. All right. Number one is it stinks. Okay. Number two is it's really putting another wedge between me and the patients. When I had to turn people away yesterday because I was just so overwhelmed with trying to input all the information into the, you know, and the staff was overwhelmed and we were seeing people slower and I had to do stats and it just was very, very uncomfortable. And then I have to give the new codes to the lab and it really messed with the way I could deliver patient care. And, you know, I get ticked off a lot. I don't get ticked off a lot, but something like that really, really gets my panties in a bunch. And the fact that I had to look up that code as well, panties up in a bunch, just really infuriated me. Now, there's something else going on in my neck of the woods that's kind of confused a lot of people, which shouldn't be a big deal. The ICD-10 is the big deal. This is not. In my neck of the woods, there's a new law that came into play where doctors have to run your prescription report if you've been on controlled substances. And if the doctor doesn't run the report, if you're a new patient or if they're going to write the medication over 7 days, or if you're on something chronically, then they could get in trouble. They could get penalized by the board. Now, a lot of us doctors did not like that, okay? You know, we don't want to be losing our license because we're not doing more paperwork or more bureaucracy. But on the flip side, I understand that those reports and that, access was something that we should have been accessing all along. Many of us did. Okay, I remember running DEA reports on anybody needing narcotics. And then what happened is one of my managers who had the password left and moved across country or whatever, so I had to hire a new manager. Well, now the new manager had to get a new password. And so it kept on being where we kept applying for new passwords, and it was enough. And I don't write a lot of controlled substances. My controlled substances, I really don't write a lot of. So it just didn't seem to apply as much. So now, all of us doctors in my neck of the woods in Nevada have to run these reports. And I've actually made some patients mad. You know, I've seen their report, and I saw that they were going to other doctors besides me when they claimed they were only using it once in a blue moon for a flight, to get them through a flight, etc. And when I suggested, look, they try to go to one doctor, even if it's not me, maybe try to get some help, some therapy for their anxiety, maybe, you know, some, I don't know, behavioral therapy for flight anxiety, they got all mad and uppity. How dare I look and see what they do at other doctors' offices? Well, look, guys, you know, your medical records are not private. Okay, we talk about privacy a lot on the show. I think you should have privacy. But within, okay, within the dimension, the realm, the new healthcare system that we're in, and it's been like this now for the last 20-some years, everything is a code. Everything gets inputted into a computer. This whole ICD-10 thing is ridiculous. You being sucked into a jet engine twice, okay? Why isn't the code the trauma that happened? You hitting your head on a desk because you were working with arts and crafts. Head trauma. Was it mild head trauma? Was it moderate head trauma? Was it severe head trauma? All right? What if you have, I was talking about this on air. I had to bill a woman for having a vaginal infection. I can't tell you how many codes. Vulvovaginitis, chlamydia vaginitis of the left labia, vaginitis of the right. They dissected vaginitis so bad that, I mean, the poor patient, okay? So now these codes, you know, so here's the staff, and I hate to say what happens, but this is what happens in medical offices, okay? Doctor writes a medication. Okay, I want the person to take, Terazol 3 for their yeast infection. Okay, all right, let's say pharmacy calls up Dr. Smith's office. All right, can somebody tell Dr. Smith that the insurance doesn't cover it? We need another vaginal cream. Huh? On that patient, Mary, we need another vaginal cream for Mary. This is the pharmacy. Insurance won't pay for it. Why won't the insurance pay for a vaginal cream? They won't. We need to come up with another vaginal cream. Doctor, Mary needs a new vaginal cream. What? What's going on? Insurance doesn't pay for it. All right, hold on. Somebody get me your chart. I need somebody to get Mary's chart. Why do you need Mary's chart? Somebody log in to the EHR for Mary. Why? Because she needs a new vaginal cream. It doesn't get covered. Well, why not? Then you're like, well, somebody get on the phone with the insurance. Can somebody call the insurance for this vaginal cream? All right, I'll do it. Can you do it for me? Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, let me handle it. Why? What are you doing? Let me handle vaginal cream. Now they're on the phone with the insurance company. Excuse me, we want the vaginal cream paid for. Who's the patient? Well, her name is Mary... Blah, 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 blah. Mary... Why does she need the vaginal cream? Well, because she has M70.00000. What does that mean? She has vaginitis. So you see how many people are getting involved? All right, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Then you finally get the vaginal cream approved. You got to go back to the pharmacy. The pharmacist isn't there. It's a new pharmacist or it's a new tech. Look how many people are involved. I know you guys are saying, Dahlia, that's far-fetched, please. No, it's not. Okay? You know, the prior auth for Truvada. Truvada is a medication. I'm a huge fan of it, but it's a very high-maintenance medication in terms of you really need to watch the liver because it could cause liver issues. And people that have liver issues with the medication, we got to stop it, evaluate, make sure it's not hurting the liver. All right? And you also got to make sure you don't have hepatitis, et cetera. But Truvada is a medication that men or women can take to prevent getting HIV, if they are in high-risk relationships. And it seems to have phenomenal data on its efficacy. But to get insurance to approve it, you got to now write or fax or email or talk on the phone. And how many people are getting involved with Bob's Truvada? Medication that he wants to take so he doesn't get HIV from his HIV partner or when he goes out and wants to be in a sexual relationship. So the privacy thing is gone, and I guess what really, really makes me mad about this ICD-10 thing is it went the other way. I want it where you saw the doctor, insurance pays for it, period. Insurance doesn't need to know about your prostate, your testicle, your elbow, your tooth. They don't need to know. Pre-existing conditions don't exist anymore. Then if that's the case, why do we have to be so thorough with each code? It doesn't make sense. Alright? So just know that this is the system we have. And unless you guys say something about it, it's not gonna change. Let's get to our football predictions. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I know a lot of you guys were shocked with the Ravens-Steelers game this week. You know what kind of shocks me about the Steelers is the logo. And, I mean, good for them for not changing the, I think that's a 1950s, 60s, no, 1960s, style logo. You know, you look at it and you're like, it looks like something from the 1960s. I don't think they've ever changed their logo from the beginning. So good for them. But unfortunately, you know, the Ravens, remember, they've had some very, very successful years. So I wasn't overly surprised. But I also didn't give you guys any predictions, and I understand how mad many of you are, because many of you guys go to the sports book, or I don't know, you make your bets based on what I tell you, and how I decide who's going to win when it comes to football. And, you know, we've done this year after year after year throughout football seasons, is I look at the injury report, okay? And if you go back to the injury report between the Ravens and the Steelers, okay, now we could do this. We could play Monday morning quarterback here because Steelers lost, Ravens won. Steelers, the Ravens, they only had a few injuries. They had a couple calf injuries, had a knee injury, a concussion, all right? But Steelers had a bunch. Okay, they had probably twice as many players injured. And on top of that, James Harrison hurt his thumb. And we talked about how a single digit, that could ruin a whole game for anybody. So when you're going into that game, all right, with that many, those many players injured, all right, especially a thumb involved, that's a problem. Okay? Now, a lot of you guys are really excited about the Jets and the Dolphins. A lot of people are predicting it's going to be the Jets. And I understand why. The Jets have been doing pretty good. Okay? I used to be a Jets fan. Right, but I used to be a Dolphins fan too. Whoever seems to win, you seem to like when you're younger. All right, but now I'm just a solid Cowboy fan, and just because I just think Cowboys are—they're just really good looking, and they say "yeehaw" a lot, you know. So I like it. All right, so let's look at the Jets. Okay, now we've talked about the types of injuries and why certain injuries could be more devastating than others. Okay, Jets, you got knees, you got concussions, you got finger. Oh, there's a finger. Hamstring, elbow, hip, ribs. Yet the Dolphins, not much. Okay? Hamstring, concussion, back. But here's the problem, guys. Okay? You can't just look at numbers of injuries. You gotta look at the types. Now, remember I said concussions are probably one of the biggest injuries. You got somebody with a concussion. Alright? That's some serious stuff. They're probably not gonna play. And even if they do let them play because they follow concussion protocol, something, I don't know, I think it just changes the whole energy. Both of them on the injury report, both Jets and the Dolphins, had concussions. So then the next type of injury you look for is groin. And right there, smacking us in the head, is a groin injury. I didn't mean to say that. Groin injury for the Miami Dolphins. Now, who hurt his groin? Jordan Cameron. Okay, you can't, I mean, it's just staring you in the face. So what you have to do is you have to go, wait a second. If the Dolphins have a groin injury and the Jets don't, Dolphins are in trouble. They're going to lose. Okay? Let's take a look at the Raiders and the Bears. Okay? You got the Raiders. And mind you, I was from L.A. and before they moved to Oakland, so I still have a very small piece of my heart. A little piece. I like the Raiders. Okay? Sorry about that. Okay. Raiders versus the Bears. The Bears have a groin injury. Alan Ball has a groin injury. All right? So it looks like the Raiders got it. Between the Texans and the Falcons, you got a groin injury on the Texans. You got a groin injury on the Falcons. That game is going to be a tie. You got two groins injured, both sides. Going to be a tie game. The Chiefs and, okay, maybe it'll go into overtime. I guess it'll depend on the right versus the left side, okay? If the right side was hurt, they're going to lose. So I guess somebody needs to evaluate if it's right or left groin. They don't give us that information on the NFL website. If you guys can look that up, please tell me. Chiefs versus the Bengals, no groin injury at all, no concussion. Really, this is going to be a tough one. So Chiefs versus the Bengals, less injuries for the Chiefs. Chiefs is going to win. I hope one of you guys is writing this down because I got to remember what I said. Jaguars versus the Colts, there's a finger in there. There's a finger. That's on the Jaguars. I know. See, you guys didn't know this. You guys were going to probably put money on the Jaguars. I wouldn't. Because of that finger injury, Colts. Put money on the Colts. The Eagles versus the Redskins. Everybody's groin looks good. Everybody's head looks good. Everybody's finger looks good. It looks like, I don't know, maybe Eagles has more injuries than the Redskins. Can't tell. All right, I don't think anybody else really cares about any of the other, oh, Giants. Some of you guys are Giant fans. Let me look at the Giants. A concussion on, wait a second. Oh, we got a concussion on the Giants, but then we got a groin injury with the Bills. concussion wins over groin. Always. Okay? And now what else do we... I know, I used to think the groin was the biggest issue. Okay? Now we got the Packers and the 49ers. Many of you guys are very concerned about that. Well, here's the thing. Okay? You got the Packers. A lot of hamstrings, a lot of knees, a lot of shoulders. But here we are with Michael Neal's groin. Alright? I don't know. It got in the way and it got hurt. When you look at the 49ers, no concussion, no groin, no fingers. 49ers may beat the Packers. Okay? The Rams versus the Cardinals. I'm from Arizona. I would think Cardinals are going to have this with the Rams, but you don't need to go by that. The St. Louis Rams on their injury report, there's a groin injury. Maurice Alexander, dude. All right, so because of that, Arizona Cardinals are going to win. Vikings versus the Broncos, we got a concussion on the Vikings side. But guys, this is easy. All right, no groin, so that means the Broncos are going to win. And now the Cowboys versus the Saints. This is a very high anticipated game. Okay, we're talking about the Cowboys. Now, here's the thing. Okay, this is what's going to happen with the Cowboys. Again, I know this is going to violate every rule, but I'll tell you guys why, okay? And this is the key. Okay, you guys, listen up really closely. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. This is how you deal with sports betting and how you dissect these injury reports, okay? Now, an amateur would look at the NFL injury report, look at the Dallas Cowboys, look at the Saints, and go, well, all right, well, let's look. Dr. Dolly said there's a concussion on the Dallas Cowboys side. That's bad. No, it doesn't matter if Tony Romo's out. It doesn't matter. I think Whedon's good. Doesn't matter. Never mind. Okay? We still got Dez Bryant out. I know. It's all right. It's okay. Okay. But look, let's stick to the science. This is science, people. We got a concussion injury on the Dallas Cowboys, and we have two groins hurt. Two. Ronald Leary and Ryan Russell. We got concussion and two groins. So here, an amateur would say, you know what, then the Saints are going to win. All their groins are pristine. No concussion. The Saints have this. But this is where professional comes into play, okay? All right. Dallas Cowboys, okay, has been really down for the count with this. Losing Romo's clavicle. Well, losing Romo because of a clavicle injury, okay? Losing Dez Bryant. Losing DeMarco Murray to the Eagles, okay? Or you got all that. Now your remaining players have groin injuries and concussions. These guys are mad. These guys are mad. And they are going to defy all medical laws and all science. And whenever I've seen this is a triple whammy. A two groin injury plus concussion, they win. It's going to be the Cowboys. So, hey, it's science. Oh, Seahawks. We don't have anything on that yet. Sorry. No, yep. All right. So, call the coach and ask if everybody's groin's okay. So that's what we did. So please don't make me, I don't know what I said. So I don't make me repeat who I said to bet on, but that's how it is. Okay, guys, when we come back, we got a lot, we actually got some medical news to talk about. Okay. We got a pill that mimics the effect of exercise. So people that are just sitting there on the couch eating the Pringles could maybe pop a pill instead and lose weight. What? And then this is nice. Scientists have developed a chocolate bar that is so healthy it could be your medicine. Woo! Give me 10. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, I'm going to be getting a letter from my boss. This is usually about the time I get a review, you know, a employee review on, you know, my show and what recommendations they make. And my guess is they're going to fault me, criticize me for not teaching you guys any medicine. And that's not fair because, I mean, oh, my gosh, I do the show every day of the week. But Sunday, I mean, you know how many hours of radio I do? I mean, there's only so much I could teach you. All right, here we go. Couch potatoes can now take a pill that mimics the effects of exercise. Woohoo! Hey, I'll take this as a suppository. That sounds, I mean, awesome. There's a pill that mimics the effects of exercise without any of the hard work. And see, I get a lot of endorphins. I did a really good workout today, so I have all the endorphins. I'd still want to exercise. There are at least 8 pills right now under development that aim to replicate some of the effects of physical training on our health. Now, an exercise pill, alright, is going to be probably one of the biggest things that, would be marketed and, I mean, I could just see the stocks go through the roof on this. But I want everybody to just kind of hold the phone. Alright, let's just kind of walk through this and see what the hell they're doing. Okay, before we start getting excited. And I gotta be honest, the people that really should be taking this is not you or I that, you know, want to go to a buffet and then, you know, not work it off later. It's for people who, let's say, have, you know, injuries, paralyzed, MS, don't want to gain the weight, and they want to be able to still have, I guess, physiological changes that are consistent with the workout that they unfortunately can physically not do, okay? So scientists from Beijing Sport University in China and the University of British Columbia in Canada reviewed the progress of the potential tablets, which contain different chemicals and work in different ways. Some encourage the growth of muscle fibers. Some improve endurance. Others help blood vessels grow in muscles, making them work more effectively. There's a chemical being looked at called irisin. Irisin stimulates the creation of the good brown fat, which a lot of us as babies have, which burns away excess bad white fat. As we get older, the white fat definitely overtakes the brown fat. And I really want to get my brown fat back. I really do, because that's when my metabolism was good. Scientists say these exercise pills have a long road ahead, unquote. But they are increasing their confidence that this thing could be a reality. All right, so we don't have anything yet that you can buy, okay? So don't start, you know, running to your doctor. There's a journal called Trends in Psychological Science. They said nothing can fully substitute for physical exercise. One effect, though, that they're trying to consider is stretching. The stretch of the blood vessels during exercise, they want a pill that could simulate that. This stretching of the blood vessels as the muscle is contracting, okay, it's a sign of somebody in shape. And these blood vessels are then a little bit more elastic, they're more healthy, and when that happens, they release some good chemicals. So that's another thing they want to look at. They say most of these drugs are still in the early stage of being tested on mice, but 2 have already been put on the banned anti-doping list for athletes. Well, of course. All right, but, you know, it's for, like I said, the original design, and I think the original goal was to help people that cannot exercise or wheelchair-bound, or they have arthritic conditions, immunologic conditions that just don't allow them to move and have the control of their legs or arms, et cetera. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The first medicinal chocolate bar has been invented. It has chocolate, has cocoa, has antioxidants and minerals. We don't care about that. Where's the chocolate? And they say chocolate's fine, but when we have a rich, you know, chocolate, melted milk chocolate bar with those little baby squares, and they just kind of fall on your tongue and just dissolve, and they just make you happy and coat your teeth. The fat in them and the sugar in them negates the health benefits that you could get. So we have a company here. Let me see if I can find the name of the company. Oh, my gosh, the chocolate looks so good. What's the name of the company? It's an American company. Hold on. I don't see the name of the company. Let's just call them Hero Company. All right. They say here, an American company has developed a prototype. I'm reading this now from Daily Mail. That is only 35% sugar and fat. By sweetening the cocoa, and pure cocoa really tastes like crap, by the way, with an herb from the Andean region of Bolivia and Peru. Greg Aharonian of Kuka, oh, here's the name of the company, Kuka Coco, is developing the chocolate using micrograms. Man, we got to get him on the show. Man, he is such a hero. Kuka Coco Day. Using micrograms of cocoa plant extract, we could debitter unsweetened cocoa. It eliminates the need for sugar, eliminates the need for sweeteners and much of the fat in chocolate, so you can then have a chocolate bar that is really, really yummy. The firm is based in Boston in the U.S. and in Bolivia. And artificial sweeteners don't really work in chocolate. They give you gas. They can lead to weight gain. Artificial sweeteners, and you Diet Coke drinkers and Diet Soda drinkers, you got to stop it. Diet soda, diet stuff makes you gain weight. They spoke at the World Chocolate Forum in London this week. There's a World Chocolate Forum? I had no idea. That is like a haven. See, a lot of you guys don't realize this. I don't smoke. I don't really have any addiction to anything except chocolate. I could be vomiting. I could be in a hospital with IVs. I could be in labor. I could be in on an operating table. If there is a chocolate bar, I am going to want to sink my teeth into it. It's my one addiction. Chocolate. Anyway, there was a World Chocolate Forum in London, and Mr. Aharonian described sugar as the next nicotine and argued that if the unhealthy ingredients were removed, it could then be, now you have a chocolate bar, and chocolate and its antioxidants and minerals and stuff could then be used as medicine. Did you know that the chocolate industry is $100 billion a year, and it could become a $200 billion a year food industry? You got to get the sugar and the fat out of it, though. So that's a good thought. If something's bad for you, rather than telling people not to eat it, play around with it until it is good. All right? And just keep working on it and working on it and churning it and churning it and just digging your fingers into it and just... Blah. We look forward to working with the chocolate industry. I look forward to that, too, to make chocolate the most fun medicine. Finally, you know what I never took? And I wish I did, was the chocolate-looking X-Lax. I remember as a kid, you would see that, and I would be salivating at the TV set, and my mom would run over and shut it off because I wanted that. And another thing I wanted as a kid was Preparation H, not because I had a medical condition or hemorrhoids. It's because back in the 70s, I think, when I was little, some of the cheese, I don't know if Cracker Barrel was around back then, but some of the best tasting cheese was in an orange brick like that. So I was at a store, and I was screaming at my mom, throwing a temper tantrum, that I wanted Preparation H. And I was holding on to this thing for dear life, because I thought it was cheese. And my mom thought I was the biggest idiot in the world. Same thing with the chocolate X-Lax. It just looked like something you could just, 1-877 Doc Dolly. Have a great rest of the day. Talk to you soon.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are your good
Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass. Only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.